Passage 43. 1. What will the government award to the deserving restaurants abroad? 2. What is one of the dual aims of the plan of Taste Police? To promote? 3. Why do some argue Italy's Taste Police will be toothless? Because restaurants will decide whether they... The Plan of Taste Police. So long, soggy spaghetti, tasteless tagliatelle, and papery pizza, at least if the Italian government's taste police get their way. Ministers said they wanted to clean up the red, white, and green credentials of the estimated 60,000 restaurants around the world passing themselves off as Italian. So the government is creating a certificate that will be awarded to deserving establishments abroad from the 300 or so in the Middle East and 25,000 in Europe. The dual aim is to promote Italy abroad and to ensure taste buds are being tickled by authentic Mediterranean fare. There are people out there who don't realize pizza is an Italian word and ask us what we call it, lamented Adolfo Urso, deputy industry minister at a news conference. And agricultural minister Gianni Alamano said, even if eateries did flaunt Italian roots, it was often a false claim. Most have nothing more Italian about them than the name above the door or a tricolor flag draped outside. The certificate, still without a name, would ensure restaurants offered genuine Italian menus and used authentic produce instead of ingredients such as a German cheese marketed with the Italian-sounding name of Gorgonzola. Some argue that Italy's taste police will be toothless because restaurants will have the final say on whether or not they want to be tested under the voluntary scheme.
Soggy. Credentials. Tickle. Authentic. Fair. Deputy. Flaunt. Drape. Pass somebody something off as somebody something. Have the final say on.
I heard that Daniel, not Donald, has been promoted.
Yes, Donald had thought that he was the boss's favorite employee. This time, he had a rude awakening.